6 independent bookstores in the region were among more than 55 across the country selected in the first round of Patterson's giveaway, including the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, which just finished celebrating 50 years in business in 2013. The bookshop was awarded $5,000, which Children's Department Director Hannah Mushabek says will go toward office needs like a color printer and Photoshop. She says some of the grant will help fund a program in which the store partners with Girls Inc. of Holyoke, a youth development organization.
What we want to do is offer a lot of these girls who are not in a position that they can buy books on their own to donate books specifically from author events. So they'll have the opportunity to meet the author, they can get their book signed, and then they can take that book home with them. Because that, you know, in itself is an opportunity that, you know, I remember when I had for the first time, and it was such an amazing experience. And we would really love, you know, kids from all sort of financial backgrounds to be able to experience.
Mark Galvin co-owns the Bookstore Plus with his wife Sarah in Lake Placid, New York. He says the $2,500 grant they received will go toward needed fixes in the 40-year-old store that is home to 10,000 titles.
Things are original to the building. So as you can imagine, you know, with the salt and sand and snow that are in here, especially all the bottom shelves, you know, stuff is sagging and, you know, we've got it propped up with bricks.
In September, Patterson announced he was going to give $1 million over the next 12 months to independent bookstores, making his pledge on CBS This Morning. In November, independent bookshops nationwide submitted 500-word essays laying out what they would do if awarded thousands of dollars. Patterson was a guest on NPR's Morning Edition announcing the winners.
The government has stepped in to, you know, to help banks and automobiles, anything where money is concerned, but nobody seems to care about our books and our bookstores. And I'm telling you, American literature is in some jeopardy.
Mushabek says there's been a recent trend of authors, book lovers, and the general public realizing the important role independent bookstores play in the community and the literature world. On Small Business Saturday last November, the Odyssey hosted 10 authors, including 5 New York Times bestsellers, who work stocking the shelves and helping customers, according to Mushabek.
All big-time authors were once small-time authors. And I think they really realize and acknowledge that it is the independent bookstores that really make their books a success in the world. You know, we're the ones who blog and write reviews and really push their books. We hand sell them. And when we love them, they become a success often. So I think that it's sort of sometimes a rite of passage for authors that when they become big time, it's sort of paying back to their lineage to sort of pay honor to the independent bookstores that supported them along the way.
Mushabek says the Odyssey's historic lifeblood of selling textbooks has drastically dropped off in recent years because of high prices and online options. But she says the children's department has seen a jump in both titles and sales. Meanwhile, Galvin says sales over the past 2 years have been the best in his store's history. He adds independent bookstores deliver an experience not found in larger chain outlets.
I handpick every single adult title that's in the store and buy a lot of the sidelines. And I do it, you know, from having conversations with my customers and find out what they're reading and what they like and, you know, getting a pulse for that. My wife, Sarah, she buys every single kid's book that's here in the store. And she does the same thing. It's having conversations. It's talking to other booksellers to finding out what's out there and, you know, really filling our shelves with the best of the best.
In all, Patterson awarded more than $267,000 in the first round. Other area recipients include the Book Loft in Great Barrington and Broadside Bookshop in Northampton, Massachusetts, Oblong Books and Music in Millerton, New York, and Phoenix Books in Essex Junction, Vermont. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.